Just about everyone in the world who knows how to read cuneiform tablets is in Philadelphia this week for a major economic conference on ancient Mesopotamia. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the original city of Ur is on the rise.
In the game of ancient civilizations, there is a line between Egyptologists and Assyriologists, or people who study what used to be Assyria, what's now Iraq. Egypt, with its pyramids full of gold, tends to be more popular. Grant Frame, an Assyriologist at the University of Pennsylvania, says the situation in modern Iraq makes it difficult to study ancient Mesopotamia.
Due to the problems several years ago in the looting of the Iraq Museum, there are problems with their records, restoring them, and of course some materials have suffered over time there as well.
Frame is the local coordinator of the Rencontre Assyriologique Internationale, a conference attracting about 300 people from over 30 countries. The last three decades have been rough on them. Due to military and political upheaval in Iraq, only recently has archaeological work been able to resume there. The University of Pennsylvania was part of the first major excavation of Ur, a city in southern Iraq, back in the 1920s. It has one of the largest collections of cuneiform tablets.
That is 5,000 years old. One of the oldest things human beings ever wrote.
That is the keeper of the collection, Philip Jones, with a small black tablet that probably recorded a real estate transaction.
One of the slight drawbacks of the last 30 years is that the Egyptologists have been able to dig, whereas we haven't. So they found lots of early stuff, which is about the same sort of period as our early stuff.
90 years ago, that first excavation of Ur was a joint effort by Penn, the British Museum, and the newly formed State of Iraq. Now, Penn and the British Museum have begun an ambitious project to put all the artifacts online, so people doing research on related artifacts don't have to go to three different countries. The coordinator of that project is Brad Hafford. He says it will also help Iraq discover what it lost.
Our original concept back in 2003, when the Iraq Museum got looted, was that if Philadelphia and London knew what they had from Ur, then that should tell us what Iraq should have, and maybe that could help with them, their inventories, to find out what went missing.
The conference ends Thursday. The online archive is ongoing. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.